number one thing is to keep the kids safe, and anything I could find or use, I'll use them.
Dominic Arioli is an old school kind of fighter. When he took up boxing as a kid, he says nobody thought twice about the possibility of concussions. These days, he does things differently with his boxing team at Aquinas Institute.
We don't go lights out sparring. You know, that's the thing of the past. That was when I was boxing. They like to see how tough you were. I don't believe in that.
Everyone calls him Coach Dom. He's been running the high school boxing program for more than 3 decades. For the last 2 years, he says technology has kept his team well protected. The boxers slide a thin, flexible sensor inside a headband and wear the band underneath their helmet. Jab after jab, the Lynx Impact Assessment System, or IAS, sends real-time data to the coach and parents through an app.
One of the things that I look at with the device is not only how hard they're getting hit, but if they're getting hit, how often with blows that register.
A company called Black Box Biometrics created Lynx IAS. Tapping a single button on the sensor will trigger some lights, either a green, yellow, or red LED, with red being the indicator that the hit was too hard to ignore. So what happens to the brain during a concussion? Dr. Jeff Bazarian of the University of Rochester Medical Center researches traumatic brain injuries.
The brain's made up of cells that are kind of like wires, like spaghetti strands. And when someone gets hit in the head, their head rotates, and the brain rotates inside. And when it rotates fast enough, those wires stretch.
All this time, doctors have pointed the finger at concussions as the ultimate source of long-term brain damage troubling athletes. But Bazarian says repeated hits to the head can cause other forms of brain injury, with very different symptoms than concussions, that sensors should also detect.
So there are football players that get hit all the time, day in and day out, never have a concussion. We look at their brains, it looks like they have some mild brain injury.
Over the years, more companies have introduced impact sensors, and more doctors have diagnosed concussions. Bazarian says that wasn't always the case.
People would say, oh, these problems that you're having are not rooted in anything real. They're just a psychiatric response to being hit. But now that we can see it, people are saying, oh, wow, this is kind of like a stroke or a mini stroke. There's actually injury here.
Back at the ring, Coach Dom is a firm believer that technology can take the place of his experience and good training, but says he thinks devices like Lynx IAS are useful.
Well, I could see if they need to keep their hands up, but it gives me something to show them, physically show them, look how often you're getting hit. You know, what's the story here?
For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, WBFO News.